This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode discussing the 99 names or the names and attributes. And if you've seen the other episodes, you will recognize that there's sometimes maybe more or maybe less, but according to hadith, there is 99. We have here with us Ammar al-Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And yours truly, Bilal Khan.
Yeah.
What are we discussing this episode?
We are talking about Allah's name, Al-Hayy.
Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Al-Hayy al-Qayyum.
Yes, exactly. But right now we're going to do Al-Hayy separately, and inshallah we'll do Al-Qayyum after. So Al-Hayy is mentioned 5 times in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, most famously, I'll give you a second to guess where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions. Yes. Guess very quickly where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that
Al-Hayy. Can I guess?
Hold on. Everybody's guessing. You got it? All right.
Ayatul Kursi is one.
Ayatul Kursi, very good. And at the beginning of Surah Ali Imran also. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayy al-qayyum.
Yep.
Allah says, there Allah, there's nothing worthy of worship except Him. Al-Hayy, the ever-living, al-qayyum. Don't worry, we're going to get to al-qayyum soon, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Hayy al-qayyum.
What are the other three? You got Ayatul Kursi. Got...
Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. And that's in Surah Al-Furqan. Allah says, and depend on al-hayy, the one who does not die, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ, and make tasbih of his tahmid. So سَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ means, and exalt his praise. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, هُوَ الْحَيُّ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ فَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ in Surah Ghafir, verse 65. He says, He is the ever-living, there's nothing worthy of worship except Him. So, فَادْعُوهُ, supplicate to Him or ask Him, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ, making the religion sincerely to Him. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. And that's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Which one am I missing? In Surah Taha, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَعَنِتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّمُ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. This is in Surah Taha, verse 111.
Nice. In Furqan, what verse is it?
65.
No, that's
sorry, 58.
And in Ali Imran?
And in Ali Imran, it is verse 2.
Verse 2, okay. And Ayatul Kursi is which verse of Buqara?
255. That's like a pop quiz question.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just something.
Everybody knows the ayah. Everybody knows where it is.
No, everybody knows where it is. 255. That's like...
Okay.
It's like certain...
I would not know.
It's like 255.
Okay, gotcha. So, I'm assuming
everybody knows.
Now they know.
I'm assuming everybody knows 255.
Now they know.
I'm trying to think if there are any other famous like verses of the Quran that are just everybody knows the surah number and the verse
number. Ummat al-Wasata.
Okay. Which one is that?
That's Baqarah 183.
Okay, 183.
Because of Baqarah.
What else is there that everybody knows?
You've got the last two of Baqarah. You've got...
No, I'm talking about where the people say like 571 or 255. Or
it's 571.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
like you got Ayatul Bir, right? That's also Baqarah. A lot of these famous verses are from Baqarah.
Yeah, you're just shouting out famous verses, though. There are lots of famous verses. You could say Ayatul Nur, but I'm talking about verses that are people know by the number.
I don't know if anybody knows anything by the number. Okay.
That's fine. So okay.
Is Al-Hayy mentioned in Hadith?
Of course. Let's get to it, though. So.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead.
Yes.
As normal.
So this ayah.
The benefit of going through unscripted.
Oh, we're going unscripted. I mean, I'm sure everybody's watching. You see how unscripted it is.
You probably realize that by now.
Yeah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. So I just want to share very quickly just a few meanings of the word al-hayy. We're just going to go over them. And then... We'll jump into whatever discussions it leads to. But the first is the meaning of al-hayy, that his haya, Allah's life, is da'ima tamma. It is perfect and it is everlasting. So there's no, when you say perfect, it means that it's not deficient in any way. Our life becomes deficient. Sometimes we're healthy, sometimes we're sick, sometimes we're awake, sometimes we're asleep.
Okay.
Right?
It is devoid. Of any and all miseries that life has to offer.
Allah Azza wa Jal, it's perfect in every way.
Okay.
And so Allah says, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He's not affected by slumber, sleepiness, or sleep. His life is perfect. And also of the meanings of hayy is that it is a, it's called صفة ذاتية, meaning that it is a attribute that stays with him. It is it's an aspect of his essence. With regards to us,
wait, how is hay different from haya? Haya as in modesty. Is that the same thing or a different word?
No, it's a different letter at the end.
Okay. Hayat was hayat, right? Versus, okay.
Hayat, yeah. So, al-hay is, it's an attribute of his essence, meaning that with us, the attribute can be taken away from us, right? It's a part of us currently while we're in this state, but we didn't have it before, and it gets taken away from us, right? But with Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's not a block that you can remove.
Okay.
Okay, it is, it's with him forever.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay.
So Allah is al-hay.
Exactly. Okay. Allah Azza wa Jal is al-hay. Haya is not, you know, something that's separate from him.
It's not an attribute.
It is an attribute because all of his attributes are with him.
Okay.
But it is not something that's separated from him. But okay. Yes, I understand what you're saying in the sense that it's not...
It's not a description.
Exactly.
Okay, it's like he is al-hay. Like
he is al-hay. Like, okay. Just like he is... Ar-Rahman, like it's always there. It's not like, for example, anger, where he may become angry.
It's not something that he has the ability to demonstrate.
Explain.
Like anger is something that he is not anger.
Okay.
Right? But he has the ability to demonstrate anger.
Exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Exactly. That's what we're saying. It's maybe we can say
he is merciful. And he's able to demonstrate mercy.
Or we say like it's an essential name, for example, or an essential attribute or something like that.
Gotcha. So wait, when somebody says Hayyak Allah, like Palestinians, they do that a lot.
Hayyak Allah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That is your homework to go look that up. What does that mean?
And then you have At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, you know, in the Shahad.
Yep.
So is that like we're praising Allah for his Hayyak?
Wait, what?
In the tashahud,
you're
saying at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salatu wa tayyibat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are we praising his like his hayat, or like how does that work?
But let me come back to that in a second. I just don't want to lose. We're going through the organized.
I'm going into tangents again,
as usual. Yeah. So Allah Azza wa Jal. So then the next, I don't remember. Let me see which one we stopped at. So we stopped at number two. Also, of the meanings of Al-Hayy, of the meanings of Al-Hayy, we said is that Allah Azza wa Jal, his life is an essential component or essential attribute. When you think about the third is that Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver of life.
Okay.
So Allah Azza wa Jal gives life to everything. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives life to the earth. Allah Azza wa Jal gives life to us. So Al-Hayy, and he's the one from which Hayat comes from. And Allah Azza wa Jal...
Wait, he's the one from which Hayat comes from?
Allah Azza wa Jal gives life.
Okay, so I thought Hayat...
No, don't get confused about Hayat, which is modesty, and Hayat, which is life. They're different words.
Okay.
So just trust that for now.
Okay, hold on a second.
You know what I mean? I feel like... Like we're doing the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla and you're trying to do Baina's dream program. It's like, you know what I mean?
Oh boy.
All of a sudden Bilal is super curious about Arabic grammar and Arabic whatever. It's like,
I'm just curious.
That's all good, man.
That's just fine. Like.
So what I'm saying is for our purposes right now.
Okay.
Our purposes right now, just leave it be. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is the giver of life. And Allah Azza wa Jalla many times will... criticize the disbelievers for their disbelief that Allah can give life. So they disbelieve in the resurrection. And وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Allah says they gave us an example. They struck for us an example because a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he crushed some bones in front of him and he said, do you claim that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to bring life back to these bones after they become dust?
Yeah.
And Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. We struck for us an example. He gave us an example and he forgot his own creation. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامُ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He said, who will give life to these bones after they've become dust? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
Tell him. Who gave him life in the first place?
Yeah. Tell them, he created you the first time around.
Yeah.
Why would creating you the second time around or bringing you back be more difficult?
Yeah.
Right? And so, of the meanings of al-hayy is the one who gives life. And so
it's such a visual description, man. Just somebody crushing the bones and Allah responding to that.
Yeah. I mean, that man came. And you know, the Prophet's response to him was a very quick response. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, he will resurrect the bones and he will resurrect you and he will throw you in the fire.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, when people came with attitude, sometimes the Prophet ﷺ would respond to them with a lot of...
I'm sure that guy went home scared. It's like, oh man.
You know, they used to believe Rasulullah ﷺ, even though they didn't believe in him, they believed him when he would say something or he would threaten them or anything like that. So this is some of the meanings of the name Al-Hayy. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll conclude here and we'll go into Al-Qayyum in the next video. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad.
Before we conclude, what are some action item takeaways?
You tell me, you give me some action items.
Okay. I don't know. My action item is to look up what Hayatullah means.
Okay, very good.
Is that
part of this is reflection, right? Part of it, I mean, with some of these, I think it's a good idea to give, you know, action items, but I'm also wary of just spoon feeding everybody all the time. This is what, you know, you should do here or should do there. I want you guys to think about, what does Al-Hayy mean to you? What reflections do you get from Al-Hayy? How do you implement Al-Hayy in your life? And feel free to comment and share. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam, kathirah.